Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's what's trending.
So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled a version that the fact that automatic emergency braking will start coming standard in new vehicles in the not too distant future.
And they're already pretty much in most of the cars now.
About 90% of new vehicles have it.
Okay.
This would make it required.
I was telling Party, I don't want to find out, but I don't think I can even bumper bash the cars that are usually parked in front of me and behind. I've got the cameras and a beep, 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 beep. I mean, it goes nuts when you go forward and you're getting close.
I haven't
and
tested
it'll,
that.
It'll auto brake.
Okay. I need to test it to see if that happens. That'd
that
be
would
nice
drive me
to know.
Crazy.
Don't do it here at work.
No.
Do it in your neighborhood.
No, I won't do it here at work.
Crunch.
Do it to the other.
I mean,
car.
But so how many lives is that going to save if it auto brakes for you?
That's what the, I mean,
a
part
lot.
Of what the transportation, you know, Pete Buttigieg, he was quoted in this interview saying that we're living through a crisis in roadway deaths, so we need to do something. And they're
I
talking
mean, look how
about,
many hit and runs are in this city. I mean, they're you hear about them all the time.
It'll also, but the one thing it says, they do say is that it will make cars a little bit more expensive.
Oh yeah,
it'll be about, but it's nominal. It's like $82 or $84 per car on account of the fact that it'll have to have this technology.
Let's be honest, how much longer are we going to even be driving them?
Yeah,
I know.
Eventually, we won't even need them.
So,
you know,
it's definitely something where I mean, we've talked about this before. My family, we have a dumb car. I mean, it doesn't have any of the signaling or bells and whistles. I mean, it barely has like a rear camera.
Does your car got a name?
It's a Toyota Highlander.
Why is it that people with the crappiest cars on the road are always the worst driver?
Wow.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, the one that flies up behind you with a headlight out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It goes past you and it has damage to it.
Well, that's
I don't
why
know.
It has a headlight out and damage
I know,
to
but
it.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
they just like probably don't care as much.
They match their car.
Yep.
No, for
and
us,
there's a lot
like,
of them out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
they're
can't afford
just
it,
driving
you know?
Like they don't care.
Absolutely. I mean, you definitely.
Trying to lose that other headlight.
I know, why wouldn't you? I guess if you can't repair it, you can't repair it.
Sometimes you don't know. I mean,
are there people that are driving with no headlights? That always blows me away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a headlight out recently, and I realized how often we don't drive at night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I pick up the kids from school or whatever, but for the most part, we're not night driving. And then I had something. I was meeting some friends out, and I was like, this seems like it's, like, really dim on the street. And then...
You were driving dirty.
I was.
Lights out.
And then I got out, and I was like, oh... one of the front headlights was out, which I was like, okay. Like, and so then you got, you know, you're 10 and 2 in it on the way home because you're driving with one headlight. You're like, this is just a screaming siren to pull me over.
Right.
Right over here.
Right.
The one
and
with
dirty.
The one headlight. The Fox is going to be hosting the Super Bowl, Fox Broadcasting, and they are saying $7 million for commercials is the asking price in 2025.
$7 mil.
Already talking. It's not even until February 9th down in New Orleans.
Who's going to be in it?
But
Kansas
Fox,
City.
You think?
Mm-hmm. They're going to win forever, Molly.
They're saying San Fran, right? San Fran.
San Fran, too.
Like
they were
the
good last
Lions.
Year.
The Lions were great last year. That'd be good to see them get close again or maybe even make it.
And I can't wait.
Your Super Bowl odds for 2025. San Fran.
Okay.
Kansas City. Baltimore. Buffalo. Detroit. Cincinnati.
God, it's going to be a good season. Good season.
But $7 million for 30-second ads. That's their opening.
Do you guys remember a single Super Bowl ad from last year?
I do not.
I remember.
I never do.
I do, like, I remember the
I mean, think about it. You probably Halo remember app. Some you've seen before
mm-hmm.
from years past.
Yeah, I do. I remember a lot of those.
We don't seem to have just the same,
not creative
same
anymore.
Retention.
I know.
I remember
just not
the
same.
Halo app from the Super Bowl.
What
they
was
went
it?
All in. It was Mark Wahlberg. You know, the Halo app is his prayer app that they were firing up for Lent. And they had a big Super Bowl buy. And I do remember that.
But do you remember what the commercial was? It was just Wahlberg being like, hey, you guys, you should pray.
No, it was like, you know, it was inside a chapel and there were people doing other stuff. I mean, it was the idea that like this could be prayer mm-hmm. in your pocket. The idea that you don't have to.
Are
like,
you still using it. Your app?
The free trial is over. And so I stopped.
The free got
well,
in
no,
the way.
Well, no, because it was free. Like,
that's what I did, so too.
I'm Catholic and and my parish had a free subscription.
They paid for it, right?
Okay. You'll get pinged forever because I did the free. I actually paid money. And then when it eventually ran out and they still will hit me up.
Well, is it super expensive? I've never had it.
It's something I wouldn't pay for.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's like all apps. If you don't use it, it doesn't matter if it's $2 or.
You're right.
I mean, I really liked it during Lent, and it sparked a lot of good conversations, and there were a couple friends of mine and I who had some good dialogues going.
Cool.
Did you pray up?
Yeah.
I did.
She prayed up. Did you pray for me?
I did pray up.
Did you pray for Jeff and I?
I did.
No, you did not. Sure. What is this, day of lies?
Lying about praying.
That's awful. Who lies about praying?
I'm not lying about praying. Did I pray for you every day? No.
You
did I pray for you at least once during Lent? Absolutely. Can
Why?
I be specific on which day that is? No, I can't. I don't keep a calendar of who I
was. Was I in need of a prayer?
It's like different people. You put out different intentions. So you're like thinking, you know, you're praying about work or you're praying about, I mean, it's less about, you know, like.
You need it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really interesting how they're kind of gravitating towards meditation. It felt more meditative than I ever remember Catholic church prayer being.
Your buddy Jelly Roll prays.
Oh, he's a very religious guy. Oh, Jelly Roll. I wonder if he uses the, is it called Hollow?
Hollow. I don't know.
Hollow.
Well,
you're Hollow.
This conversation's Hollow.
Oh. Moving on.
Yeah. Yikes. Crumble announced mini versions of their weekly cookie flavors. I'm kind of actually excited about this.
What kind is it?
Those Crumble cookies,
oh, okay.
You know, the ones
right.
that people wait in line and it's like absolutely insane. Well, now they've got mini versions and they're going to be available on Mondays.
Mm. I wonder what the average wait time is. Is it still?
I don't. Isn't that one of your family members was working for?
Yeah, the girls work there. It's usually people would wait hours.
People
wait
in line are insane for the cookies. For it.
But people out west like to wait in lines for things,
for food?
You know, Starbucks.
Yeah. They do like to wait in
those
lines
weekend
at Starbucks.
Lines at Starbucks are ridiculous. It's like I won't wait in line for anything.
No.
I like this though. They're a third of the size of the regular cookies because the cookies are like insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you get them and you're like, who can eat just one? I mean, like
somebody brought a bunch of them to the diaper drive and we couldn't even finish them.
You
and
they're the
most
in quarters.
They're the most decadent cookies you've
ever
those
seen. Are the stuffed ones, right? There's
the stuff that has the stuff on top
inside of it. I was like, I've never had a stuffed cookie like this before.
And
so then I kind of got why people some wait in line for it. You know, it is a little bit more decadent than
it's something you don't need in your life.
No, I definitely don't, you know. Oh,
but
hell.
I liked the idea, like, so these are like a third of the size, so like the minis, and it that makes it so
the
much
new
more.
Ones?
Yes.
Okay.
So they have mini versions that are going to be available on Mondays. And it's going to be whatever the weekly flavors are, but just not that one, you know, cookie that could feed a family of 20.
You guys make cookies at home? That's a dumb question. Sorry.
Dumb question day.
It is a Wednesday.
Are you making cookies at home?
I don't make cookies. I don't know how to. I can't make cookies. I burn them all the time, so I gave up on making cookies, Jeff. I won't make cookies.
That seems like something you could bring to work every week and feed your coworkers.
I can't figure out how not to burn them. I burn them every stinking time, so I'm like, this isn't me. I'm not doing it. I think a lot of times cookies, you have to, it's by sight, right, Molly? You make cookies. You got to look at it and
smell.
Be like, eh.
Yeah. I mean, you got to keep an eye on them if it's like your first time, but once you get an idea of like how your oven works and the cook time and stuff like that.
Then you can nail it down. Good. Yeah, I can't do that. But anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. London. Yeah, she'll be in London in June, and we're flying you guys out there. You just got to get in the hat, all right? So go to channel941.com and get your name in there. Good luck to you all. It's a hell of a trip, people. Everybody wants this trip, of course, yeah, to London. I've never been to London. So,
maybe her ex will be at the show.
Yeah.
Since all 30 songs are written about an Englishman.
Yep.
Right?
I think
Matt
you should,
Keeley though. Is what a lot of the songs are about, more so than Joe, it seems like.
Well, she's got funny lyrics in that one that's about football. She's saying, leave the blokes on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these kind of slang toward an English person.
Yeah, I'm sure it's him.
Rude.
So I guess she just landed in Europe with Kelsey. So, yeah, he's tagging along on her tour.
Why not?
I know. I hear you. I mean, like how they say it's her jet. Kelsey flew in her jet. Can you imagine having a jet? They're breaking down the miles she put in this last year. It was just a crazy amount of miles.
There's going to be a lot of jets landing here this week.
Yes, there are.
Berkshire Saturday, the big Berkshire sales meeting. So all those Lear jets will be here today, tomorrow, or Friday.
Mm-hmm. With all the looky-loos.
Well, is there less places to park their jet after the tornado hit that area of the airport?
They got that squared away.
I'm not sure how that works.
If you came here for the Berkshire meeting, wouldn't you want to go looky-loo?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're like you said yesterday, they're kind of looky-loos anyway. You know, they go to, you know, what's his name's house? Buffett's house, and it's photos. And
they'll be all over Blackstone. You know. They'll be all over Farnham. Because they go to Warren's office and they'll stand in the street. I was laughing at him yesterday. Last year I was meeting somebody in Blackstone, and I walked up there. And they were all over because they're trying to take a selfie in front.
In front of the
they're in office? Front of the Blackstone Hotel. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Looky loos.
Ta-da! It's me. They've got that stand up at Gratz that you
have
your picture
Warren?
Taken with. Yeah. Because we went there last summer for dinner. And the kids are like, they're like, is that the guy that owns this place? I was like, practically, but no.
He owns everything.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean.
And I'm just teasing him because I'm so jealous.
We all are, Jeff. Every one of us. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1 with Nicki Minaj. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. It is May Day today.
May Day, May Day.
May Day.
When we were kids, you put the basket right in front of somebody's house. You're supposed to put a little gift basket.
Yeah.
Some people still do that. I mean, it's been a while since I've gotten a May Day basket.
It was supposed to be a secret, too. You're supposed to leave it, ring the doorbell, and run.
Mm-hmm. A lot like the flaming bag of poo.
But it was a positive. It was ding-dong. We call it ding-dong ditch. You were ding-dong ditching with a gift.
Yeah.
So you came to the door like, who rang the doorbell? And you look down, and you're like, aww.
Aww. Buddy.
Little Jeffy's running around. I haven't gotten one in a long time either.
My building manager used to do it. I wonder if she'll do it today.
Really? She just leaves you like flowers and
stuff?
That's
sweet.
She'd leave a little May basket in front of everybody's door.
That's nice.
Yeah, with like a cookie or a little flower.
Okay.
Aw.
Oh, does that just brighten your day?
What else is supposed to happen on May Day?
I don't know. I think you're supposed to plant flowers. It's been so long. I just remember the basket at the door or the basket at school. But I think the last time I got a May Day basket was from, somebody, and it was a real estate agent. You know, they put their card in there.
What about the maple?
The maple?
Maple.
Yeah, I think that was also something. I'm not sure if that happened.
Looks like something out of Midsommar.
Yeah, it is. Really?
Remember Midsommar?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I don't want anything to do with a maypole unless I'm swinging around on it, making some money.
Well, that's what you do. Remember the kids? It's a pole.
Okay.
And there's little strands coming out of it that you're holding on. Everybody's dancing around
in a
circle.
Weaving, going around and around the may tree or the may bush.
That's cult stuff, right? It looks really
sweet. I mean, it's of a time when it was, like, let's fill the hours. You know what I mean? Like,
it's May Day. It's a long day, people.
Flower crowns.
When we didn't have phones.
Yeah, exactly. Flower crowns are another one that's a Nordic tradition.
Oh, really? A flower
crown? And like
crown.
You said, party, you were right. Planting flowers, a customary
that's
activity.
That's what I figured. You plant some flowers.
Embellishing homes, adding vivid hues to your home, collecting morning dew.
Like you do.
Collecting morning dew.
Is it collecting morning dew? A traditional ritual that involves washing your face with the morning dew and walking barefoot
I'm going to collect some morning dew for you guys. You guys can wash your face.
Because it's also known as Beltane, which I have heard of Beltane.
Beltane.
That's Irish.
It's Celtic.
Okay, I have heard of that too.
It's an Irish tradition as well. It's supposed to be Feast of Beltane. Yeah. And you light bonfires. You're celebrating the coming of summer.
It's like fertility and all sorts of stuff. It's a big, you know.
It's a big thing. Okay. Beltane. I know I've heard of that before. So May Day.
I wish I would have known about the morning dew. That would have been actually kind of interesting.
Still do it. You can do it tomorrow morning and get a bunch of dew. Just run like a washcloth all over the grass where the rats run, and then
I was going to say that's the thing is that, you know, we've had a couple.
I got cats. So a couple, hey.
As we like to call it. This is how we talk about it in front of the kids. We call them Little Chef, because of Ratatouille. Okay. And so Peter and I have this like code, and we're like, I saw a little chef out in the alley, or I saw a little chef running through the yard.
Little chef.
So that's what we call him, little chef. And Peter's out of town, and he fixed they get through the fence, and he put this like barrier up, and I need to send a picture to him and be like, didn't work. Little chef figured it out.
The rat got in. So you missed the window. It's got to be Beltane morning was this morning. It's only May 1st.
Oh, it is.
And that dew is supposed to be magical.
Okay. God, we got to wait a whole year now. Why didn't we
look
into that?
That's why you're supposed to wash your face with that morning dew on Beltane.
I wonder if there's still morning dew out there. Maybe I should
go out there.
Yeah, go
out
run your face around in the grass.
Go get it. Go to the paper towel.
I'm not going
to
run my face around, but I will.
Go get some dew. All right, we got What's Trending coming up next.
A psychologist is weighing in on a psychotherapist is weighing in on the perils of digital dating.